And if we teach it to our children, they're going to be something. So they don't worry us. But they'd like to get it, you see, if we can get this tax put on, well, they can't consolidate us. They'd like to consolidate us. Let's say this 15-20 votes in this power, in this district, you know, we got 250. Abbeville's got 10,000, Kaplan's got 5,000, Dudden's got maybe 1,000. And let's say we want a swimming, that's what we're working for, a swimming pool, trophy case, all kind of a track.
Right. Johnny Surai said that.
Yeah, well, that's what we're trying to get. But if we want that and we all vote in the same district, what chance do we have? Huh? If Abbeville can vote against it, you think they're going to give it to us? Sure. Let them leave us alone.
But that's y'all are making the money.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Like a lot of money in a bank account?
Well, yeah, you see the lease, the oil leases from around this island goes into, they got, I don't know how y'all do it in Georgia, but it goes into wards, districts, precincts, and so forth, you see? But they want to put us, all the children in Vermilion Parish, equal. Like if Abbeville gets 15 cents apiece per child and they got 10,000 children, how much that makes them? Pecan Island gets 15 cents apiece and we got 110 children. What it makes us? What would we ever build? What could we ever build if we get 15 cents per child and we'd never get no more? What could we build? Or what could we have? Huh? And the money's coming from under us. Did they give a rip when they had money? And we didn't have, when I was a young girl and I used to go to school and visit the high school over there with my friends and visit. Man, I'd see wonders that we never dream of. I still see things in Abbeville we never dream of getting. Because they don't care. If we don't fight for it, we don't get it. Right here out of the library, I could take you in the library and show you. I took care of the library 28 years. They started me at $25 a month. I was doing the same work I'm doing today, which they're giving me $170 now, but now I'm 65. They're not giving me no retirement. Is that just? No, it's not just. I don't care. I ain't gonna grieve over it. But it's not right. So anything like that, son, you got to fight. That's all. My father always said that, and he died fighting. And my brothers is in with us, and we'll still fight. Give a kick what we went to a meeting some time ago. Just the talk, but we let them know how we felt. And we won it too. We're getting an election.
Yeah. I see your point.
Yeah, you got to. That's the only way you're going to make it. We'll take care of it. They laugh good at you when you turn your back. Like my brother said, he interviews people for jobs. You know, in Lafayette, he works for Union Oil. He's been working there 30 years. And he said, these people come down here, these oil companies, you know, you feel sorry for them. Do they feel sorry for you? They'll take all the oil you got on your ground and they'll pack it up, these millionaires, and leave. Bye-bye. Get what you can out of them. Get what's coming to you while you got it. So I was. And it's been like that since I can remember.
They're drilling out there now.
Yeah. Drilling back here, too. Yeah, since I can remember, it's been going on. It's like that in any community, but you in the state of peanuts over there, close to our president, huh?
Yeah.
Are you far from him?
About 30 miles. That's where I live, was born and raised. About 40 miles from where he...
I hope he makes a success. He seems like an honest man. He seems like a God-fearing man, and I hope he makes it.
Well, that was fascinating, that story about your folks, and it's amazing that you can remember.
But I don't want you to put that in the paper, though. I mean, not that I don't want, but it ain't gonna...